Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So, give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment. I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, even on Christmas, we made it back from the two-holer.
We did.
Right? Yeah, that's right.
Successfully.
So now this is a real cool piece. I've always liked this.
Yeah.
This is an S. Omar Barker poem. Mm-hmm. He wrote this poem, but Jimmy Dean recorded it.
He does it great.
And he made it his own, right? Yeah, this is a cowboy's Christmas prayer.
I'm not much good at praying, and you might not know me, Lord, because I ain't much seen in churches where they preach your holy word. But I guess you might have seen me out here on these lonely plains, looking after cattle, feeling thankful when it rains, admiring thy great handiwork, the miracle of grass, aware of thy kind spirit and the way it comes to pass that hard men on horseback and the livestock that we tend, we can look up at the stars at night and know we got a friend. Well, here's old Christmas coming on, reminding us again of him whose coming brought goodwill into the hearts of men. Now, a cowboy ain't no preacher, Lord, but if you just hear my prayer, I'll ask as good as what we've got for all men everywhere. Don't let no hearts be bitter, Lord. Let no child be cold. Make easy beds for them that's sick and them that's weak and old. Let kindness bless the trail we ride, no matter what we're after, and will sort of keep us by your side in tears as well as laughter. Now, I've seen old cows a-starving, and it ain't no happy sight. So please leave no one hungry, Lord, on this thy Christmas night. No man, no child, no woman, no critter on 4 feet. And I aim to do the best I can to help you find them chuck to eat. Now, I'm just a lowly cowpoke, Lord, and I've got no business praying. Still, I hope you'll hear a word or two of what it is I'm saying. We speak of Merry Christmas, Lord, and I think that you'll agree that there can't be a Merry Christmas for a man if he ain't free. So, one thing more I'll ask you, Lord, just help us what you can to save some seeds of freedom for the future sons of man.
Man, isn't that a neat offering?
That is cool.
That is cool. It's cool that Jimmy Dean did it, but you also just brought to my attention that Babe Humphrey did
that's
that.
That's right.
Yeah, with the Bar J Wranglers, mm-hmm. And I'd forgotten about that.
Yeah, I just listened to it the other day.
I got to go back and dig that back
good
up.
Good stuff.
I tell you what, there is nothing like Babe Humphrey's voice.
Isn't that the truth?
Yep, absolutely
it
right.
It goes right along with Jimmy Dean,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's
right.
That's
an unmistakable voice.
Well, exactly right. You bet. Well, we're celebrating the real reason of the season here, mm-hmm, the birth of Jesus Christ.
Right.
We were talking just a little bit about the shepherds.
That's right, yeah.
And the master shepherd, mm-hmm. John Lasseter, his talk, he says, "The words of the master shepherd rang loudly in my ears after he heard that they go to the gate and they call for their sheep. and their sheep know their voice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, and they know his voice. And a stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers.
Mm-hmm.
That's in John. That's John chapter 10.
Yeah.
Man.
And that is our struggle, our challenge, our opportunity to hear our Savior's voice, and hopefully we can recognize that.
You know, with all the noise going on in the world, all the hate, discontent, wars and rumors of wars, do we become a little deaf?
Mm-hmm. Well, and that is, like I say, our challenge, our opportunity.
Right.
So how do we have a personal relationship with our Savior?
Yeah.
You do the work. You put in the work.
Yeah, you have to know him.
You read your scriptures. You know, say your prayers.
Yeah.
And by that, you will know his voice.
He knows us.
Yes.
And he knows us by name. Do we know him?
That's the question.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Man, I love the Christmas season.
Me too.
It's a good reminder. And it's also a reminder to watch out for those sheep that may not know their master.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, watch out for those that get hit by limousines.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And the sheep go into a fold, right?
Yeah, right.
Most of us know what a fold is, but a lot of people don't know, don't understand.
Yeah.
But when he leaves the fold
to
rescue the one.
One, yes. We have to stay together while he's gone to find that one, isn't he? Yeah. Hey, we need to end the show.
Really?
Yeah. Sons of the San Joaquin are singing to us, "O Holy Night."
O holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error binding, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Came the wise men from the Orient land. The King of Kings lay thus in lowly manger, in all our trials born to be our friend. He knows our need, to our weakness.
That signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
My favorite.
My goodness.
Favorite.
All-time favorite show every year.
Every year.
Look forward to it.
Absolutely.
Don't we? Yeah. That song that the sons just sang was our mother's favorite Christmas hymn.
Yep.
And I can't ever hear that without thinking of our mother.
And the picture.
Oh, and the picture. Absolutely right. Mom had this picture of Christ that came out of the cedar chest at Christmas time. She didn't just keep it out there all the time, and I think I understood why.
Yep.
Because she wanted it to be special.
And it was.
And it was special. And it was just a simple little picture of Christ.
A rendering of the Savior.
Rendering of the Savior on a gold... colored frame, and it had a little light bulb on the bottom of it.
That's what really made it stand out.
And you turn it on, and she would leave it on at night.
Mm-hmm.
All the other lights went off, and when we all went to bed, there were the lights of that picture, and every once in a while, the lights of the Christmas tree.
Right, right.
Well, Christmas Eve, the lights of the Christmas tree stayed on.
All night.
All night.
Yes.
So when we come out into the living room, there was the lights of the Christmas tree. There was presents scattered everywhere that you could see.
Mm-hmm.
But there was the picture of Christ sitting on top of her cedar chest that was glowing.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then if we could have Christmas.
Then it was Christmas.
That's
exactly right.
Right.
And I'm just surprised the house didn't burn down. We had
40-watt bulbs had in these the string of lights.
Lights on the Christmas. And that bulb on the picture itself got hot. I remember touching the frame one time. And it was hot to touch.
Incandescent bulbs.
I can't believe we didn't burn the place down. But Merry Christmas to you, good folks. Remember the reason for the season. find those who are in need and help them out.
Love your neighbor.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Hey, and folks want to stay tuned for next week.
Oh, why?
Well, you know, the best.
Oh, yeah.
The best of 2024 is coming at us.
It's like picking your favorite
song. So stay tuned. And folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow. Not this week.
That's right.
Not going to happen.
Merry Christmas.